word for our consideration, for our reflection, for our nourishment this morning. As you think about your life, I want you to think about the times when you were thirsty. I want you to think about those times when you were out in the hot sun and you were baking, and then you came for that water to refresh you, to nourish you, to strengthen you. And we know because our bodies tell us that sometimes we do not drink as much as we should. When we lived in Mapleton, Iowa, the city of Sioux City had what they called Saturday in the Park. Saturday in the Park, they had bands coming, and it was usually supposed to be a blues concert, so we would go up to Sioux City and spend the day. We'd sit in chairs. It was a free concert. It was marvelous. But usually on that day, which was the fourth Saturday of June, so it was usually the Saturday before the 4th of July, and we'd sit in chairs, and we usually weren't there first, so we didn't get the shade, but we got the sun. And Karen would tell me, drink more water. And I'd sit there and I wouldn't drink as much because, you know, the Biffies were over there. That was a lot of ways to go. And they were always lines, and I hate lines. And I hate going to those Biffies. So I'd sit in the chair and I wouldn't drink enough water. Until late in the afternoon, I had a splitting headache. And Karen says, see, you're not drinking enough water. I want you to think about that as you think about God's Word. Because God is inviting us to drink of His Word. And He's inviting us to drink of His Word every single day of our lives. But specifically, He's talking to us who are suffering. Who are suffering many different kinds of trials. It's an invitation to come to Him. To sit down with His Word. And we've been suffering with this pandemic since March. We're confused. We're bewildered. We wonder what this world is coming to in our nation. What our nation is coming to. We see the spikes. We see everything that is happening. And we wonder. You know, we like to pick out of our envelope every Friday a place to go. And Karen says, I think maybe it's time we go to a restaurant. And I said, no, I can't do that. I'm still petrified. But God doesn't tell us to be petrified. He tells us to come to His Word and be strong and strengthened each and every day that we suffer, each and every day that we're confused and bewildered. This is the Word that He has for us. He tells us, come to my Word, come to my living Word. Jesus' words Himself, He said, come unto me, all you who are burdened and weary, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my load is light. He, Jesus, is beckoning us to come. God is beckoning us to come to His Word, to take it off the shelf, and to read it. It's interesting. My devotion in the morning, I usually go out on my walk, and that's my prayer time. And then I come home, and I've got this pastor's book, this minister's prayer book. The pages are falling out. And since I had been reading the scriptures on my Kindle, I've been writing in this book the Psalms every day that I read. And it's just falling apart. And we go to the cab, and I sit and read my devotion. We get to the portals of prayer, and Karen says, now you can read the portals of prayer. So we read that. That feeds our souls and feeds our life. So as we continue to go out and do the work, we know that our Lord is with us. We know that God is there strengthening us. And so that's what the prophet Isaiah wants us to understand, to feast on God, to feast on his word, to feast on the benefits he has for us, the forgiveness of sins, and life eternal. And as we feast on those benefits, we know and understand that our God is reaching out to us. Our God is reaching out to lift us up. Our God is reaching out to encourage us. Our God is reaching out to strengthen us. It's to strengthen our, not just our physical lives, but more importantly, our spiritual lives. Because our spiritual lives, whether we want to admit it or not, are very fragile. Very fragile. It only takes an instant to draw us away from God and his word. That's why God continues to say, come to me. Come to my word. Hear my word. Listen to my word. Feed on my word. Because he knows that our lives are very fragile. And his benefits are for us every single day of our lives. Andrew, our son, and I were talking in the pickup as I was driving him to his practice. And I don't know why we got on this subject of benefits, but we were talking about health and benefits. And I said, you know, we've got benefits that are out of this world. And he looked at me. He was pondering. And as I stopped the pickup, he got out of the truck. He looked back at me and he said, oh, now I understand. We have benefits that are far out of this world. The benefits of life everlasting, forgiveness of sins, are all given to us to secure us, to hold us tight to God, our Father, and to strengthen us for our walk of life in this world. Because this walk of life has its ups and downs. We go up to the peak and we go down into the valley. Whether we're at the peak or at the valley, we know that God is with us, that God travels with us. I look to the hills. Where does my help come from? The psalmist said, but to God, who created heaven and earth, that's where our help is. That's where our strength is. And God continues to strengthen us as we face these uncertain times. The masks on the face, the distancing from each other, the saying hello and waving our hands at each other rather than shaking hands or hugging each other, because we're so used to all of that. God says, I'm hugging you. I'm staying with you through my word and through the sacraments that you feast on. The sacrament of baptism, the sacrament of Holy Supper that God has for each of us, so that we may feed on his soul and be strengthened. Be strengthened for each and every trial that we face in life. Sometimes we wonder about those trials. We wonder about that strength. We wonder when God's really going to come to us. Illustration. Carrie Ten Boom, who was daughter of a watchmaker, and he was in the Netherlands. And she was talking to her father because he was also a missionary. And she said, you know, Dad, I cannot do what you do. I cannot speak to people that way. I don't have the strength. And he told her, he says, okay, Carrie, remember you go to Amsterdam to get the correct time to set our clocks here in the shop with. When do I give you the fare for that trip? And she said, just before I get on the train. And he said, that's right. When does God give us our strength to endure the trials, to face the things that we face in life? He gives that strength to us right at the time that we need it. God gives us that strength. each and every day of our lives, so that we can be his missionary, that we can tell others about Jesus, that we can stand there and share our faith. And we can share our faith not just by the words that we say, but by the actions we do, by reading the scriptures, by reading the portals of prayer, by sharing those instruments that we have to build up our spiritual lives. Because as Paul said, we walk by faith, not by sight. In Christ's holy name, amen.